Okay, I'm going to go back to continue playing what I was playing. I think we're coming into a section on the castles.
Do you know the castle, Le Château de St. Cloud, C-L-O-U-D? You know that castle?
Yes, we do.
Apparently it's in Paris. You know, it's not out in the country. Is it along the River of Loire, the Loire River? Does that go into Paris? Probably does. So it is along the river, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe not. There I am, right there. Maybe it is. It could. I don't know. I'm changing my interpretation.
You lost it.
Okay, so it is on the Loire River? Or is it too far into the city?
The Seine River. The Seine River.
Oh, S-E-I-N-E.
It's west.
Okay. This castle was owned by Marie Antoinette and Louis. I think that would be maybe Louis the 16th.
It's Haute de Seine. Haute de Seine.
What's that?
There it is. H-A-U-T-S, Haute de Seine, about 5 kilometers west of Paris.
So they say Marie Antoinette and Louis, I think it's the 16th, were trying to be away from the etiquette of Versailles. So they're at this castle. It's like more informal. It's more like a home. They could relate normally to people there, okay? So it's out of the formality of the Versailles. And they would go there in the summer. After the Revolution, Napoleon lived and had his court there. And many important things were decided there.
It burnt down in 1870, Bub.
Okay. From his coronation to the end of his empire, he did a lot there. Now, Germain says, we should ask Ion about St. Germain in St. Cloud. And the setting up of the second Mexican Empire, the Empire, maybe it's the Second Empire or the First Mexican Empire, but the setting up of Maximilian, who was sent there by Napoleon III. Maximilian forced Napoleon III to accept the throne of Mexico, had receptions. When Charlotte is somebody's daughter, I can't remember whose daughter, she's going to go there with Maximilian. She married Maximilian. She had receptions in that castle where they discussed these matters, where she and Maximilian would go do the throne. Then she has a note, the Prussians burned it down later. Only the park still exists.
1870. André Lenotre. Lenotre. André Lenotre, but it's pronounced Notre.
And he burned it down?
No, he redesigned the terrace.
Oh.
Now, that's bullshit, because this is John Evelyn's version of this crap in 1644, so you're going to get something to compare it to. But see, the problem is you got Louis the 16th younger brother gets the thing in 1658.
But Maximilian and all that is 1860.
After it's burnt, who cares?
Napoleon III promised Maximilian to support him for 6 years. They had a contract for at least 6 years. But he abandoned Maximilian, Napoleon III did, after 3 years because of the Prussian War, which leads up to 1870. That's when the Prussians, I think, beat. So they burned it down because they came to Paris. They whooped the French, and part of the war victory was burning down the castle, right?
Correct. Now this set up you're trying to connect the dots, and we want to get this one.
Okay, go ahead. I don't know if I'm trying to connect the dots. I'm not sure where I'm going yet, but go ahead.
Let's go back to the beginning of the conversation when we had all the answers to all your questions that we have completely logged, and now you don't know where you're going to go or how you're going to go or where you're going to get to. There's one little point that you're going to lose because you've already jumped off the rails that we'd like to preclude into the answers that you're not going to get today. Right. This connection in en français is the very one that caused Charles, Mary Queen of Scots' husband, to almost lose the French throne.
Mary Queen of Scots' husband had the French throne for a while?
He certainly did.
That would be when she was still alive? Or
she wouldn't have been.
Louis,
was mostly after she was dead. Yes, off with her head, off with her head, off with her head.
Did you say her husband?
Yes.
I can't remember. Yeah, okay. So she
was married to the King of France. That was the alliance that they were trying to take over the virginal Queen's England. She was going to make a claim on the throne.
Okay, so why do you... That's an important point.
That's
okay.
The dot. Listen, this particular chateau is the dot that connects Mary Queen of Scots to the throne. That's what the throne is that we're talking about. And that's what we're working with.
Was Mary Queen of Scots involved with the... the hidden stuff, just for the record, I'll say, the hidden stuff down at Rennes Le Chateau, the stuff that's hidden in the pillars there, that the Holy Blood, Holy Grail book was about.
Now wait, don't get in all that bullshit. No. Hell no. And this is the got you every time, Bobby. No, leave that all the crap, out. No. If you're going to Anton Lepatra, that's okay.
What about Anton?
He was a connection. He connects. He's an architect that you're trying to connect to.
Was Rennes Le Chateau, which I wasn't even going to bring in. See, this is an example of what you said.
Exactly right. There you go.
Okay, I'm going to go somewhere during this session. Is Ion helping me go by crazy way?
Yeah. Hotel de Bouvier. Hotel de Bouvier.
The Rennes Le Chateau, hiding the documents in the Rennes Le Chateau, it involves some place in Scotland, Roxy, Rochelle. I forget the name of the place in Scotland that was connected to Rennes Le Chateau. But does this engagement with the documents in the pillar happen before Mary Queen of Scots, or does she do it? Does she organize this? The hiding
of
documents?
Well, South of France wasn't. It's the Cousina and the Aude. It is not completely connect. It's the part that got stuck. It's the Oak Island. You're talking about Oak Island.
Right, of Nova Scotia.
No. It connects to Oak Island.
Oak Island is off of Nova Scotia.
No, we're not talking about that. We're saying that's a connecting dot, but that's not where it is.
When you're saying Oak Island, where's that? If it's not off in the front of off of Nova Scotia,
the Rennes Le Chateau.
It's called Oak Island, also.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a connection off the Oak Island of Nova Scotia, right?
It was named for it. The Kanucky one was named for it.
The buried treasure rumored to be at the Nova Scotia Oak Island, is that connected to the Rennes Le Chateau secrecy?
No, but the crystal links do.
What are crystal links?
Oh, we already told you that, didn't we?
That's the website for reading the emerald. I remember it was called crystallinks.com or something for reading the
nice.
Is that what you meant?
Berenger Stonier.
That's the priest. Okay, so you're not adding anything. I asked a simple question. Did Mary Queen Scots hide the documents in the Rennes Le Chateau?
No,
involved in that
No. The St. Mary Magdalene Church is where it was hidden.
Yes, was Mary Queen Scots involved with that?
Yes.
I don't know if they have that in the Holy Blood and Holy Grail. I think they have it some people before Mary Queen Scots. But anyways, that's something there.
It came from the Cathars.
Why would Mary Queen of Scots have these documents?
Because you had to find it. It's not the stash. That wasn't the cache of it. The cadre holds much, much more than that. That was the part you'd find and quit looking.
What's cadre mean?
Look it up.
Cadre is a group of people, like an army. A cadre.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then it is.
Does it involve mystery landscape, parallel worlds, portals, and things?
You ain't seen nothing yet. Bam, bam, baby, baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. Bam, bam. Here's something you're never going to forget. Bam, bam. Yeah, something like that. Bam. Had a little interlude so you could change your next directional run.
Now, Maximilian, he goes there with Charlotte, and I found out who Charlotte is. She's the daughter of Henrietta and Leopold I, who Ion mentions a lot. But to me, Ion mentions more Leopold II, the crazy guy who lived into the 20th century and had a terrible scene going on in the Belgian Congo, Leopold II. Though you have said Leopold I or II was connecting with the people 400 years before that.
And the Queen Mother recently.
Is that Leopold I or II you're talking about?
She played with both.
And so both are involved in the
yes.
King Frank I and all that at the first...
Hell yeah. Where do you think they got all that gonorrhea and syphilis in the first place, Bob?
So he's alive today, okay? The both Leopolds. They're aware of us looking into their history, correct?
Yes. And they're the reason they brought back the Maybach.
What's the Maybach?
It's a car. It's a car.
Oh, a car. Right. And because the people who made the car identified with Leopold I and II for some reason?
No, Leopold I and II wanted the car back because the last they made was in 2012. So they wanted it up now. So they're back. Ta-da! Just this year. Happy days.
Is there something interesting about St. Cloud, the castle, before it was burnt down? Was there anything interesting? Were there portals there?
Hell no, they burned it down. It was nothing important. If it was important, it would have stood. If it was valuable, it'd still be. If they burned it down, it was nothing. Piss on it. The gardens are impressive, but they're still here. So go with what's here. You can't go around the world looking about what was not, because that's the part you don't got. Why would you get excited about the part you don't got? That's the part you don't got. Lord, suffering cat. That's what the little man would do anyway. Go blow something up. If you can blow it up. Who wants to go in the World Trade Center? They fell down. And if they were still standing, that'd be a different conversation. Let's go visit the World Trade Center, the hole where the building fell down. What the hell good is that? No. If it is able to fall, it's no good at all.
The great-great-grandfather, the ambassador in the Vatican, that's how he had an affair with Henrietta, Leopold II's
yep.
wife, because
yep.
he was involved with those people.
Do. And it wasn't like an affair, like it was a bad thing. It's more like a tryst.
They liked each other. And so
mm-hmm.
this great-great-grandfather, I don't have his name, was he aware of Marie Henrietta's inventing abilities and how she led
yep.
to the radio?
That's why he played into it.
Is there any historical documentation of what Marie Henrietta
yes.
did?
Yes. Through the Marquis de Sade, believe it or not.
Okay, so that's interesting. The Marie Henrietta, the great inventor, created a lot of stuff at the beginning of the 20th century. Documentation somehow with the Marquis de Sade archives, or whatever he's got going. We're now going to show you Ion doing crazy stuff on the phone. Ion left for half an hour, had to do something, so then came back, but I didn't know it came back, and started talking. And then later, I became aware that there were two callers on the phone or something, and I said, well, who's that? And then I made contact with Ion, and he claimed he's already been there talking to me, and I didn't hear it. So he says, it's on the recording. So I went back after the whole session was ended and got to this part. And found, yes, Ion had come in and was talking to himself about some interesting stuff. And so we got that. That is on the recording. And then there's two bings going on. And the show, when I got the phone record after, it showed there were two entrances, two numbers, actually two versions of Ion's phone number. And sort of supported the fact that Ion went somewhere else or came in as another person. So you'll hear this. Might be a little confusing, but first of all, a couple of weeks ago on What Youth, I was disconnected or something, and Ion admits they muted me. So let's hear that part, me being muted or Ion talking about it on What Youth. So this is a new anomaly, this whole thing of Ion coming on in another version and still being recorded in another place somewhere. Okay, so
did you mute me on What Youth?
We had to, Bob. We just had to. It was just a little slip stage. You had a little pocket thing going on there, and it was just too much fun, so we just kind of played through it. You notice none of it was lost. It was all there, and it's in your archivable keys, clays. Oh, they're all there, so it's all fun, but don't tell anybody. It'll show right, up, and it'll be fun. It's great fun, but we didn't mean any harm. We didn't mean any harm. We just couldn't resist. It's
okay,
we don't know what we're doing. We're just having fun. It's just so much fun. What's one more thing? Ta-da! Just one more thing, Bob. Come on. Wait, it's 32:51, 32:33, 33:01. Still recording. It's in. It's falling. It's rolling. Okay, we're off to see the wizard. Goodbye.
So Ian leaves. And he was making fun of me with setting numbers, lining up something to play. So then half an hour later, Ian returns. I don't know if I disconnected, and then Ian emailed me saying we're going back in. I think that's how it happened, because when I went back in, I discovered there were two people there. How could that be? But Ian had gotten in there before that and was talking. So we're going to play Ian returning and talking before I'm aware of it. So we go to 58, to this is what Ian was just mocking, me counting out the markers where we're at to get on the right part of the recording. So note, Ian will be talking about, he does a monologue on dimensional shifts, natural science, matter and its motion through space and time, and something related to energy and force. So that's what you're going to hear here before I become aware of it. 58:24. So that bing is Ian coming back. When you enter the conference call area, you cause a bing like that. So Ian's come back, but I didn't hear it. Well, I guess I was offline. So Ian comes in.
Ta-da! Well...
Now, look at that. It seems like JW came in, and then Ion, you know, that's when Ion takes over JW, that sound. So JW goes, well, and then he gets zapped by Ion.
What great fun to get to play and play and play over and over and over. It's very fun as we see shifts in dimensions and dimensions that shift. Physics says that there are specific positions that have to be justified or justified by, okay? It's knowledge of nature, the natural science, matter and its motion through space and time. Well, there's no time, but it's as long as it's related to energy and to force, because that's what you're trying to achieve. And once you get to that, then it comes to basic principles. They just take care of the world around you. Then you start saying things that are and are not, things that do and do not, things that work and do not. All of a sudden now, you're having a very different conversation, because all of a sudden, you can't know which is and which is not. Let's go back to specific things. Just like so simple, even in from an equation standpoint, because then you can know exactly how it all works. Like
JW. See, so that's me, the being, I finally come in, because maybe Ion emailed me. So I go, JW, but then I think I change it to Ion.
Even in, from an equation standpoint, because then you can know exactly how it all works. Like
JW.
In kinetic equations and for describing the motion of objects and those equations and how they apply. Like scalar
JW.
Quality.
Ion, listen.
Yes. Do not interrupt us. We were busy.
Yeah, it says there are two people on the line.
We are.
Who's the other person? There's you?
We've been carrying it on this whole time, Bob. He went to eat. We didn't. We've been working.
So So I have a marker here to stop at that point. I don't know what's discussed at that point. So that's a bunch of oddness there. I see I've made my notes. It says, what Bob did. I think it's a lot about me. You guys are sick of hearing shit about me, so I don't think we're going to play that part. We're going to jump ahead where Ian starts talking about the Illuminati or something. But you notice there were two beings. I saw two people. They told me there were two people, and then Ian says, yeah, there was two guys. Wouldn't say who the other one is. Might have been another Ion, another JW. All right, so we'll continue here.
But yet the world's schematic changes, you say. The hiccups change. You have the Politburo that watches these twists and turns to try to make them into a thing. They're trying to make the Illuminati move so the Illuminati will have something to do so they can have something to overcome. Do you realize that's what they, we, they, it, they, the ICI, ICOC, ISIL, ISO, we haven't even decided what to call it yet. It's what made that thing. That's just little subculture, little ants, little fire ants at the picnic. Little fire ants at the picnic come to eat your food and blow your stuff up and blow you up dead where you lay so you can go to dead. Go to bed and wake up dead, easy, with the fire ants that run around your thing. It's just that simple. And now you have an army of people that are living right next to you. They're in your house already. Oh, my God, the ISIS and the ISIS and all, they've already got you. They've already got, bam, don't worry about the phone calls that said, I'm going to get you. You worry about the phone calls when they answer and you say, gotcha. Ah, boom, and then it's like, hello, hello, hello. So in a tectonic world that is not tectonically driven, land masses move always. They're constantly moving, but you don't notice it. Your world is shifting and changing, and you're not aware of it. You have no clue where you are right now. Actually.
You mean Bob. Bob in particular is unaware of it.
Oh, yeah, right, right. It's
other people are aware of it. Other people are aware.
They don't have a clue. It'll change every 3.2 seconds. You're guilty. You're not guilty. You did it. You didn't do it. Where is it? It's right here. No, it's not. It's right there. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Here it is. I bought that company with this money right here in my hand. Wait, what? How does that work? So, then what happened? You got those two statements alone, the two sides of that. They give a complete description of motion of an object. However, Bob, the completeness is not always known. It's often the case that only a few parameters of an object's motion are known. The rest are unknown. Now, right this hot second, you don't have all the information. And when you do, then it's simple. You go, oh, right, okay, great. Oh, thank you, I understand that. Great, no problem. Now, we're good. Are we right? Are we square? Yes. Are we plumb? Yes. Are we even? Yes. Okay, we're good. Okay, now let's proceed forward. Good. We're going to give you an example. If you come to a car and you go a stoplight, you might know that your car has a velocity of 22 miles per second. East is the capacity of skidding the acceleration of 8 miles per second squared. West, however, you don't know the displacement that your car would experience if you slammed on your brakes and skid to a stop. You don't know the time required to skid to a stop. In that instance, as is this, the situation, the unknown parameters can be determined using physics principles and mathematical equations to calculate it. This is what we're talking about. So now, Bob, because you have ripped the world, it seems, you're going to have these equations to recalculate to find their way back home, basically. So thanks, Bob. We appreciate you blowing it for everybody. It's all great.
Now, this is why reading LaRouche is so far off what I need to know that it's a bad distraction?
No. It caused the thing that had to be. You will soon live in a world where you must be able to calculate final velocity.
My overall concern about this is what we did the last 6-8 months was necessary to get the living water and the bread of life forward to make it possible. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about that part. Better stop that part. So I'll move it forward just a little bit.
And it's not a problem. There is no problem. It's just a matter of lining up your displacement issue with your William Irwin Thompson version of Lyndon LaRouche.
Yeah, Thompson adds a more ionic, closer to ionic situation to the Martin family.
Mad at the Martin family.
Stan Martin. That is exactly correct.
And Thompson's a little more not so judgmental of the Martins. He can understand what they're actually doing. That's the difference between LaRouche and Thompson. I think that's what you're saying.
It is.
Okay, well, let's leave it at that. I got to prepare for the show.
Okay, so that was all April 2nd, 2016. Now we're going to go to another recording. This will be April 6th, 2016. This has something to do with the mass die-off.
We did talk on payday when Ian says everything ends in the Thompson quadrant. I said, well, that's because he talks about a mass die-off, and you publicly agreed that was the reason. Is there another aspect of the Thompson quadrant why we end up in the Thompson quadrant in the end?
Other than the delusions. See, he suffers from delusions.
Wait, we all end up in delusions?
No, you have to have some example of how illusions apply. You got to see, he's all... Well, it may be illusion, it may be allegory, but we don't know that. That's yet to be seen. Maybe, but the point then becomes pretty quickly... If this flows, there's three things going on at the same time. You have some people ascending. Okay, congratulations, you're doing a good job. You have some people bucking and fighting and not agreeing and not getting it. And you notice it's like a, we would say it's almost like a spirit, where they're just combative about everything.
Right.
That's some of it. And then you have shifts, time shifts that you're causing from the LaRouchean quadrant and other issues as well. That people respond. They have an autonomic response to things. For example, if you punch somebody in the gut, they're going to double over. It's just like an autonomic reaction. Well, that's what's really happening in the world. They're just waiting for the next thing to fall, the next thing to blow up, the next thing to make a mess, the next thing to not work out. And on and on. And so they're expecting it. What to expect when you're expecting. We talked about that to death. Then what happens is now, just now, you're coming into a pretty quick phase to say, oh, okay, now it's starting to begin, and so it is.
And is beginning to begin, or the world, the people are seeing the Trump thing is beginning something new?
The world are starting to notice there's problems in paradise.
Really notice it.
And you see, we said it's a threefold part. And that's why it gets solved in the William Merwin Thompson, because it's where you get a balance. You don't have balance yet. You're stuck in the LaRouche quadrant.
So when it gets resolved, that includes mass die-off.
It would. That's happening anyway, but it's all the other derision that goes along with it. That's the problem, the derision that goes along with it.
Yeah. All right. Now, Brian keeps pointing out that Bob's body has become very different from other humans. Is that due to the RNA drops or engaging ion also for 7 years?
Is it live or is it Memorex, Bob? It's hard to tell. Your body is different.
What's live or Memorex got to do with it?
You're asking the question, is it interaction with ion or is it interaction with the RNA drops? And we can't say the difference. Is there a difference? Is there a difference? We don't know. Then which is live and which is memorex? It's challenging to say. There are people who are having changes and shifts in their body who listen to ion and don't take any products, okay? But some of those are more esoteric. Other people are not listening. They're just taking the product, and they're also changing in their body.
Okay, so that was April 6th. 2016. That's that part. Now we'll go to the next one. Okay, I think this is it.
Once you get to a certain level, it'll take another level. You've asked now, so now it's different. Now you can see things, so it's all good. So look at the obvious issue. You do this perfectly. You do this very well. Maybe it's not the most pleasant way to do it, but you do it very well. You see, you start with a process. You say, this is what we're going to do. This time it's going to go blah, 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 blah. Then everything's perfect. Then you hit a bump, 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 bump. You don't blow your head off. You say, okay, there's a bump. Let's ask, or what's up, or why are we doing? Why is it different? What's up? What's down? What's over and under? Then what happens is you kind of go, oh, okay.
We just need to modify the text to kind of fit, to fit the most in the ascending world. Because you want the ascending, they're the only ones going to be left. Find the ascending, make sure they're comforted in their ascension transition, so that they'll remember you as the one that made their transition smooth. So they won't be like Jesus saying, "Don't touch me yet, my ascension isn't complete." You get the soft part, so they can still love you like they love Bob.
All right.
That's what's most important. You know that, Carolyn. You know that.
Yeah, Bob's the best. Okay, then.
Okay, so the important thing there is that Ian says the ascending will be the only ones left.